Julian, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be with you.
So I wanted to start with like the kind of history, because I actually don't know much about the Chinese Garden of Friendship. I just know that it's a really nice place in Sydney. So how did it all kind of kick off?
Correct. So the gardens are in the southern part of Darling Harbour. They kind of started in the 1970s with the concept of a garden being initiated by the Chinese community of Sydney. And they wanted to celebrate the Chinese community's long contribution to Australia's economic, social and cultural development. So in collaboration with the local council and the New South Wales government at the time, they acquired a piece of land in Darling Harbour as part of that redevelopment of the railway goods yard. And in consultation with the sister city of Guangdong in China, they actually sourced a design, materials, craftspeople, to come over and actually construct this gardens. And as part of that development, in collaboration with local craftspeople, roofers, joiners, carpenters, they actually did a skill sharing and development of this beautiful undulating topography, landscape, pavilions, water bodies. And it's a really unique feature in Sydney, and only one of two in the Southern Hemisphere, the other one being in Canada.
Oh, wow.
That's a traditional Chinese gardens constructed outside of mainland China.
Wow. Yeah. That's not bad. And what it must be coming up to 50 years of the Chinese Garden of Friendship, right?
It was opened as part of Sydney's bicentennial celebrations on the 17th of January, 1988. So it's about 32 years old now.
Oh, wow. There you go.
As part of its 30th anniversary, we actually had it state heritage listed through Heritage New South Wales.
Oh, that makes sense, obviously. I mean, and it is, yeah. is such a beautiful place. So when they were going in to kind of create this, I mean, apart from celebrating the Chinese community here in Sydney, what was the kind of idea behind it? What was the aim?
So the gardens are kind of stylized around what they call a Lingham style, which is Ling meaning mountains, Nam meaning southern. So it's that kind of southern China aesthetic where the design's a little bit less formal, but still a little bit more contrived natural forms. They have a lot of combinations of water, mountain, rocks, and plants, which kind of reflect that rugged landscape of southern China. And it kind of reflects the wilderness, but in a controlled manner. So it really suited the Sydney climate with that subtropical element to design these kind of indoor-outdoor spaces where the public is kind of encouraged to move around and experience and enjoy the gardens and the views. It's a kind of a traditional scholar's garden as well. So it's kind of experiencing as someone of a learned gentleman's stroll garden. So as you're moving around the gardens, you can kind of go to the rhythm of music pavilion and the tea house. It's something like the person's backyard where he would host his other colleagues, family and friends. And it does have quite a few unique Chinese philosophies in tow. Which kind of is reflected within how the gardens are actually presented and designed. One of those is like the feng so concept, feng meaning wind, so meaning water. So it's about the flow of energy going through the gardens, how that is affected by kind of inside and outside influences and how it affects people's personal lives. And what we try to do with the idea of qi, which is energy, is kind of move it around the gardens, move it through the people so you're kind of positively affected by it, but also trying to do things within the gardens like putting up particular rock features or landscape features to try and prevent some bad or negative qi from affecting us.
Yeah, and
the
I mean,
other concepts. Yeah,
I was just going to say before you go into the other concepts, it's interesting what you say about the idea of energy and water flowing because energy flowing because I'm just having a look at some of the photos here and there is this really beautiful sense of kind of tranquility but also like movement. I mean, and as you said, that kind of there's like movement of water as well, and I guess it's a really nice balance.
Yeah, and it's like really, once you get in there, you're kind of transported into a totally different environment. It feels like a different era, a different culture, and it really is something that you experience in ground when you're in there.
And in the middle of Sydney as well, right, which is, it's so amazing that you could just kind of step into this place, which is, you know, completely different from the hustle and bustle of or everything around you. And there's something really exciting happening this year, right?
Correct. The Chinese Gardens of Friendship will actually be part of Sydney Living Museum's first ever digital experience in Sydney Open, which launches this Friday. So it's a series of online talks, video tutorials, and webinars and posts. Because of COVID, you know, we can't get around and experience the different buildings around Sydney, which usually are open. So they're going online and interactive this time.
Oh, that'll be so lovely in such a nice way, you know, even if you can't get out. I mean, especially, you know, another reason as well, it's raining and storming a little bit at the moment, right? So not the nicest time to go for a peaceful walk, but still a good way to kind of get engaged with something really beautiful around Sydney.
Definitely go out and check it out. Yeah, it's a really unique place to be.
Yeah, definitely. Julian, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks, Alex.